Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence. I'm Abby Wallace.
And I'm Roy Lutz. Welcome back to Prevention Nation. It's Roy here with Caitlin. And Caitlin, we have a really cool guest today. Why don't you introduce who the guest is and let her introduce herself?
We have one of our youth engagement project interns with us today. So we're going to be starting a series where we have our interns come in and just chat a little bit about themselves. So without further ado, we have Brooke. Brooke, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Brooke Thomas. I go to Little Miami High School. This is my first year as being an intern.
Yeah, what grade are you in?
I am a junior.
Yeah, so our internship is definitely based towards juniors and seniors, but I connected with you last year in a different way. So I had you in one of the health classes I was teaching.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you go to Little Miami. This year we reconnected because we were presenting to a specific group. Which group was that?
It was Girls in Leadership.
Yeah. And what other groups are you part of at school?
I'm a part of JRTC, and I'm a part of multiple groups inside of JRTC.
Yeah, so I'll jump in. What's the focus of Girls in Leadership? What's that all about?
Girls in Leadership, we do a lot of projects, mostly based around the school because it's a school group. But we'll go around, we'll put posters of motivation. And then also right now we're doing a self-defense course partnered with, I believe, our resource officer. And yeah, we just do a lot of community work and then promoting girls in leadership.
Very cool. Okay. So which kind of prompts me to the next question is why the specification about girls in leadership? What's important to you about being a girl and being in leadership?
It's important to me because in the past, there wasn't a lot of opportunities for girls in leadership. But as the years have gone on, there's a lot more open opportunities, and we like to take the open opportunities and expand on it.
I think that's really great. So I just think it's really, really cool that you're doing that and that that's available to you. Because again, I agree with you. I think there's a period of time where girls didn't have as big a voice in leadership. And I just think it's really cool seeing this young generation really capitalize on that opportunity and voicing, putting your voice out there. So great job.
I also think it's amazing that not only are you doing girls in leadership at school, but you've taken even more of a leadership role while you've joined Safe on Main's Youth Engagement Project, as that's our leadership group, and then you're leading things that we're doing in your school as well. So
yeah.
You kind of became a bridge to connect us with your girls in leadership group so that we can do things at Little Miami to expand our mission that I know you believe in as well. So I know I get to work with you quite often, and I think you're super special, just like I think all of our interns are. But why did you want to get involved with Safe on Main?
I wanted to get involved with Safe on Main because one of the main reasons is I support a lot of what you guys do with helping others out, and then a lot of my stuff was with what you guys talk about with healthy relationships, because I know that's a big issue in today's generation and everything, and I just thought it was cool and I wanted to be involved and help out.
Yeah.
So did you have Caitlin, were you in Caitlin's class?
Yes.
Then and that's how you went through the whole high school power program.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. Was there anything that you I'm throwing a kind of a question we hadn't planned at you, but it just makes me think when you say that that you thought that information was relevant to what teens are going through now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is most relevant in our 5-day Power High School program that you think teens should walk away with?
One of the biggest things for me is learning to stick up for yourself. If you know things aren't healthy, you should speak up about it, because if it goes without saying, then it's going to continue to happen. And along with that is noticing red flags and not just pushing it aside and be maybe it'll go away. Because typically it doesn't.
It's a really valid point. We do that with health problems. We do that with everything in our lives, right? We're my house is messy. I'm just going to ignore it today and I'll do it tomorrow when it's more messy and harder to clean up.
Right.
I think it's interesting that as humans we do that. We just ignore red flags all over the place until it gets so bad that you can't ignore it anymore.
Right.
But I think that about standing up for yourself I have to agree with you. I think that's the biggest takeaway from any one of our programs, and I think any one of our services, it's where empowerment is learning how to stand up for yourself, learning how to speak up and use your voice, because nobody deserves to be abused or hurt or harmed. And as long as we're not talking about it, we're not solving it, and it's not going to get better. So
not even just standing up for yourself, but I know last week we were having a really good conversation around standing up for others too.
Yeah.
We were talking about bystander intervention. We had a little screening here of Roll Red Roll, which I'm so glad you had to be a part of.
Oh, you attended that?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Had I known that, I might have had a different question. So I'm going to throw another question at you.
Go for it.
So that was your first time seeing the film?
Yes.
Roll Red Roll. And
you didn't really have any prior knowledge to it either, because you weren't at the
meeting. Was a blind react?
Yes.
Yeah.
She wasn't at the meeting
goodness.
Where we were talking about Roll Red Roll, because it was at one of our curriculum reviews and you had pneumonia, so you weren't able to be there. And I remember I mentioned it, and I think, what is it? It was Anushka and Vishista and Emma and Victoria all started Googling it, and they were like, we have to watch this. And I was like, it's not available on streaming. Like, we have the DVD. They're like, okay, we're going to watch it. And then you came to that, not even knowing what you were getting yourself into. But
it's a terrible blind reaction movie.
I just kind of went for it.
Yeah. And you were, like, Googling. Like, you guys were all over there Googling things, like, while watching it. Like, what happened next? And what happened to this person? Oh, I found this person on LinkedIn. And, yeah.
Wow.
So what did
you
think?
As a teaser going into, you know, maybe possibly a community event or some event around that, we don't want to spoil this, but like, what was your biggest takeaway from that movie?
It was just crazy to me about, like, there was a couple times where people would, like, twist the story, and then, like, everybody would just go with it, and then once the true story gets out, nobody believed it.
Yeah.
Like, how easily things were, it was, like, live documented on Twitter,
right.
But the way it was documented isn't even what happened, but
right.
Everybody took that for fact.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the part that threw me off the most.
Yeah, was it a hard watch, do you think?
For me, no. I mean, I can understand, like, how it is for others, but for me, it wasn't, just because, like, I've been around the topics a lot, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, right? I mean,
right.
That in essence, I would think why you want to do a viewing of this movie is that we have to normalize conversations around this stuff.
Right.
I mean, in my home, it's nothing to reference sex, sexuality, just who people are, bystander intervention, rape, sexual assault, that kind of concept. But in other families, I mean, even not even just in families, just some of our community partners, when you're talking with them and they're like, you know, if they're going to have to say the word rape, you know, they have to whisper it. It's like, it's
right.
Okay, you don't have to whisper it. We talk about it pretty openly
yeah.
at work. So normalizing conversation is important.
Have you noticed that in schools that people are scared to say, like, sexual assault and rape?
Yeah. They're just, like, scared to say any word that has to do with, like, sex, because they're just, like,
yeah.
I don't know if
part of me thinks that it maybe, like, is TikTok's fault, because you get...
Oh, don't go blame TikTok.
Well, no, because you, like, those words are, like, banned on TikTok, so
yes.
If you say them... It flags your video and it takes it down.
Right.
So
we just use grape and stuff
grape
like that.
Grape and
right.
essay and
yeah.
And I think because of that, it, like, perpetuates this idea that those are bad words and
yeah.
we shouldn't talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social media definitely has a large influence on everything.
100%.
Interesting. Well, yeah. So what was that? What was our next question? I know that we were interested in.
I mean, we want to know what you'd like to accomplish. So you're in your junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about interning again next year for your senior year?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the rest of this school year and your senior year, what would you like to accomplish while in YEP? I know that's big goals.
Yeah,
big
it
goals.
Is. I know for right now, one of my projects is, like, setting something up, like, mental health wise, because
mm-hmm.
mental health is, like, a major thing to me as someone who's
yeah.
been through a whole lot of it. And just, like, setting up awareness of it, because it's another topic that's, like, disclosed and
mm-hmm.
it's, like, hushed down that nobody wants to talk about.
Well, hopefully in May we can do something
yeah.
in your school. And then I know with you being connected with us for next school year, we can maybe do something for Suicide Prevention Month in
yeah.
September. I know, because we weren't connected in September last
yeah.
year. But maybe this, or maybe next school year.
Yeah, and we can always try and do something with Hope Squad, too.
Yes. Are you involved in Hope Squad?
I tried to. And then they never got back to me.
It's a little bit of an exclusive group.
It is.
Yeah, so I know some schools have shifted from Hope Squad and now are SOS, which I think is more...
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's Sources of Strength. And it's more, like, inclusive to whoever wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Little Miami will be on that train, but I know... Not Mason. Kings is now has Sources of Strength. I'm trying to think what else was. Franklin has Sources of Strength.
Yeah.
But I think our other schools are still Hope Squad still. But Sources of Strength actually is a free program, whereas Hope Squad is one you have to pay for. So I know some schools have been interested in it for that reason. But it is more inclusive. So maybe one day
we'll
switch over.
Probably after I graduate. But
probably
you know.
After you graduate. It's how it always is, unfortunately. But...
But that's your goal. Like, before you graduate, you'd like to elevate the conversation around youth mental health.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, think about, I think it'd be interesting to sit down with you and share some of the countywide data from Warren County Connect 100%. About mental health. So there's some interesting data, I think, that for a person who's interested, it might help you find an area where you might want to do something. In fact, this morning, Maddie, who's also on the prevention team, her and I were thinking some really cool ideas of a program to implement around failing. So I don't want to...
Like failing school?
No, not school.
Thank you.
No, not failing school. I don't want to ruin it too much on this podcast because Maddie and I think are going to talk about it more. But the concept, one of the concepts we saw in the data was that... the pressure to achieve is so great that achievement pressure actually has a very counterproductive effect on youth mental health.
Yeah.
Makes teens very stressed, worried about this test. What if I get it below a B in my grade? It's going to hurt my GPA and I won't get into this. And it becomes a serious mental health concern. And meanwhile, that is really just from a focus of... a fixed mindset, like this is what life has to look like.
Right.
But life can look like a lot of things, and when you have a growth mindset, failing a test isn't the end of the world, and getting a C is not the end of the world. In fact, I would argue that it's healthy for you to fail a test every now and again, or get a bad grade. The point is, so Maddie and I were discussing, and I'd love to chat with you more sometime as you think about what you want to do in mental health, teen mental health, is that the concept of making mistakes isn't the end of the world. We learn great lessons from it.
Yeah.
You know, and it might relieve some pressure from people to not put so much pressure on themselves if they think it's okay to fail, you know, so from time to time. So, I don't know. I mean, I think that's a great topic for you, mental health.
I'd definitely love to have that conversation.
I'm excited for Mental Health Awareness Month in May. Right now we're gearing up for some Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Child Abuse Prevention Month, which both fall in April, so it keeps us really busy.
Yeah.
But... as soon as all that stuff's planned, we can get ready to start planning mental health, which I know some of the other interns are really excited about that stuff as well.
Well, next time we have you on, we'll have to have you on for mental health, and you can tell us, because I had another question for you about what advice would you give teens, but I saw that you were struggling with that earlier, so you know what? Let's let you come back and answer that after you come up with some ideas for a mental health strategy, how to help teens with mental health.
Let me put that in my notes, guys.
Yeah. And then is there, before we wrap this up, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know, like a final message that you think, hey, I got invited on a podcast, here's what I want to say. Use your voice now. Is there anything else you want to say or no?
I would say definitely don't give up on whatever you're doing. Just set your mind to it, because there was a couple times with, like, doing this and then along with school and everything else, I was like, oh my God, I'm, like, so under pressure and, like, everything. And I'm like, you just got to sit down, organize everything, realize it's not the end of the world, it's just anxiety. And you just got to breathe through it, and you'll get through it. And then everything will go back to being great again.
Yeah.
That's fantastic advice. Well, breathe through it, right?
Breathe through it. And I hope you never feel too much pressure about this internship, because I feel like I'm pretty relaxed as somebody that's in charge. I don't know what to call myself. Internship coordinator. I feel like pretty relaxed.
That's a perfect name,
Yeah, if you get any internship red flags, come and talk to us, because we'll have a talk with Caitlin if she's...
fire me, honestly.
Right, me too. Well, it was really great having you on here. I appreciate you coming in and spending some of your afternoon talking about some of these important things. Caitlin, you want to close us out?
Yeah, well, I appreciate everything that you do and all the hard work that you put forward. And I just want to take this time to, like, give you that appreciation, because the work that you do does matter, and it does matter in your school and your community. But yeah, just keep up the great work.
Thank you.